It's time for Island Life, our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. Island Life is brought to you by Island, Waiheke's stockist of the most eclectic collection of local gifts, art and clothing. You'll find them in Ocean View Road, Oniroa. This week we have a very special show for you because it's our birthday. We're looking back and presenting a retrospective of the best of Waiheke Radio's first year. And we've got a lot to be proud of. Over the last 12 months, we've literally had hundreds of Waiheke Islanders on our station and on air. And you'll hear some of those voices in this show. First up, we're going to look at Foreign Accents, a show presented by Marie-France Duhamel, focusing on migrants to New Zealand and their perspectives on the world and Waiheke.
You're listening to Foreign Accents with Marie-France. The show is brought to you by Juanita Smart, your mobile travel consultant. Call her on 372-7480. And you are from?
Montreal. Born in Montreal and raised in Montreal.
I'm from Brazil. Rio de Janeiro. Rio.
Nico from Argentina.
We are from Punjab.
I'm originally from Bulgaria. It's a small place called Umurtag.
I'm Palestinian. Palestinian usually doesn't have a passport. We have a travel document, but I don't need document. Like, my blood is Palestinian.
And I was actually born in Strawberry Fields Nursing Home in Liverpool.
Originally from California, born and raised, but my parents are from Samoa.
From the world or from the sea, but yeah. But definitely the South Pacific is my home.
Yeah, I'm from a city town next to Florence, pretty much, and then I have done my studying in Florence.
Yes. You're listening to Foreign Accents, and today we are with Michela from Italy. Okay, and what is keeping you here?
Oh, everything, the people, the island, I don't want to leave anymore.
In Colorado, we're landlocked and lakes are frozen over the winter. So being here and having an ocean on any direction I look.
Peaceful, very natural, nice climate.
The community here, they understand what's happening and what's going on more than people outside. I don't know why in Waiheke exactly, because maybe there's a lot of people, European people, like people come from overseas, people like traveling, people, you know.
In the beginning, it was just because I loved so much countryside, the nature, the ocean, everything you miss in Germany. It's not overcrowded like Europe. If I met a lot of friends in all those years, and a lot of good friendships have developed as well. And that's one of the reasons why I keep coming.
To experience another culture, because I had no foreign working experience. Yeah, this is a challenge. But yeah, that's why I decided, okay, if I go abroad, then let's go far, far away.
After two years I was in New Zealand, I found a place where I feel home. And it's so difficult to find a place where you feel home. So this is a treasure, really a treasure.
You're listening to Foreign Accents with Marie-France. The show is brought to you by Juanita Smart, your mobile travel consultant. Call her on 372-7480.
Hello, good night, sister. What's your name? You're right.
What will happen?
Now that's Cristobal, and he's found a little
dragon.
So how do you say that in Spanish?
El dragón.
Malo.
El dragón malo.
Willy beans.
Sorry.
The willy beans. What do you think? Yes, no.
What's that?
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter. Each time I ask the question, people don't understand. I think that has to do with my foreign accent.
The willy beans.
There is a band called Non Palidece. All easy names, no? Thank you very much, my fans. It was really nice to talk to you and to the people on Waiheke. Keep listening to Waiheke radio station, eh?
Everyone who produces and presents on Waiheke Radio is a volunteer, and most of us are self-taught, so it's been amazing to see the innovation that many people have brought to their shows. Take for example Blagging the Blogosphere, which was presented by Country Mike earlier this year. Each show was a metacognitive exploration of the internet and radio. It was a live mix, if you like. Country Mike was unsure whether to characterise it as radio on the internet or internet on the radio. Here's an excerpt. But right now we're going to try and do another Blagging the Blogosphere. It's an hour of an experimental radio for you out there where I jack you straight into the World Wide Web. And we try out a free-range experiment in new music, old music, tagging, blogging, networked audio artifacts and voices. Basically radio for people who spend way too much time online. This week's Blagging the Blogosphere, we're going to take a look at a post-election listen to a variety of political remixes, mostly from the US elections, which to my mind generated an incredible amount of digital artifacts. Early on in the US campaign, Barack Obama's party seized on the idea of the social web, what's also called Web 2.0 platforms, as a means to spread messages, organize people, and create hype, probably more than any other political party in the history has done. They utilize the network to create a buzz, and in turn they were rewarded by a level of user-generated content, particularly on platforms like YouTube, that I think has never been seen before. It's pretty safe to say that they understood the future much better than the Republicans did, and the Republicans ended up looking like a party still trying to figure out how to stop the VCR time display from blinking 12. Obama's speeches, on the other hand, were like a lolly scramble for samplers, and they begged for musical backgrounds and mixes and plug-in effects, whereas McCain's dry waveform and general lack of oratory was destined for green screen landscapes of parody and pastiche, sounding much more akin to the crumpling death throes of the newspaper than a nation on the verge of version 2.0. The Democrats remixed the American dream beautifully, combining their most aged conflicts with their most sacred dreams. Lincoln with Martin Luther King's, and Oh Say You Can See's with the Yes We Can's. Which brings us up to our first artifact of the night, which was Yes We Can. Yes We Can is a collage-style music video inspired by a speech delivered by the senator and now president-elect Barack Obama following the 2008 New Hampshire primary. The song was released on February 2008 by the Black Eyed Peas member Will.i.am on dipdive.com, and was also on YouTube under the username WeCan08. It was honored with the first ever Emmy for Best New Approaches in Daytime Entertainment, and the term Yes We Can became a secondary slogan for Barack Obama's campaign. Although the lyrics are entirely quotations from Obama's concession speech in the New Hampshire primary, the Obama campaign had no involvement at all in the production of the song. It was produced by Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas, and the music video was directed by Jesse Dillon, the son of singer Bob Dylan. On February 1st, 2008, it was featured on the Obama campaign's community blog and later promoted as a viral video by the campaign on its website. Since the original posting on YouTube, the video has been posted a number of times by other users. And as of today, the video has been watched a combined total of more than 13 million times on YouTube alone. The main video can be found at www.youtube.com, user WeCan08. And so far, it's received 84,000 comments. So here we go. We're going to have a listen to Yes We Can. Thank you.
It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants as they struck out to the distant shore. Pioneers who pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It was the call of workers organized. Women who reached for the ballots. A president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took us to the mountaintop. And pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes, we can. The justice and
yes,
equality.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we
can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we
can. Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity.
Yes, we can. Heal this nation.
Yes, we can.
Repair this world.
Repair this world.
Yes, we can.
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 We know the battle ahead will come. Always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change.
We
have been told we cannot do this. By a chorus of cynics, it will only grow louder
and more
dissonant. We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely story that is America,
there's never been anything false about hope.
The little girl who goes to the public school in Dillon
are the same as the dreams of boy who learns on the streets of L.A.
We will remember that there's something happening in America.
That we are not as divided as our politics suggest. That
we are one people.
That we are one nation. And together we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
You're listening to Island Life, Waiheke People, Events and Issues, brought to you by Island, Art, Craft, Giftware, Clothing and Bric-a-Brac, Ocean View Road, Onirua. At this point I should mention that we haven't got time to fit all of our retrospective material into this one show, so go to our website www.waihekeradio.org.nz and you'll find plenty more there. Now, whether it's Wheelie Bins, the environment, or the super city, Sharon Brown has been there with Vocal Local, talking to local people with their views about the issues that are important to us here on the island. Here's an excerpt from one of her shows where she interviewed people marching from the ferry terminal to the council building when they were about to consider who should get the waste tender for Waiheke.
What do you make of this today?
I think this is terrific. I think this is
This is the people of Waiheke taking time out from their work and all the other things that they normally do to come and show that something like this really matters. This is Auckland City trying to run all over us, and we're going to stop it.
Thanks very much.
Would you like to comment?
It sucks. Well, it's terrible that a contract which has been operated so well by a locally owned and run community trust is going to be given to a multinational. So I think this should be stopped, should stay on the island.
Thanks.
Another big local issue we covered in our first year was Noblando Kiramullis' proposal that Waiheke become part of the Thames Coromandel District Council. I interviewed him in March, and it was a pretty fiery interview where we probably both landed some punches. Here's an excerpt. Now, the question I wanted to come back to was that, you know, the things have become relatively heated, I think, in the debate over this over the last little while.
That's Waiheke.
Yeah. Now, but I just want to talk about your response to that, because it seems to me, reading your blog, remind us of the name of that again? The blog where you're posting your views on the...
Waiheke Notes.blogspot.
That's right. Now, I mean, you've been quite vehement about people who've opposed you. So... Bill Carrick, you claim, was defamatory. There's a posting about the community board that says they're acting illegally. Why not focus on the issues rather than the people?
I'm not focusing on the people. I'm focusing on the actions. Now, if somebody defames me, I'm going to say so.
How did you find Bill Carrick's letter defamatory? Explain that to me. Because I read that and I think, sure, he's opposed to your point of view. He's putting ideas out there. But that didn't read to me as defamation.
Well, perhaps I read it from a slightly different point of view.
Well, here's your opportunity to explain that.
Well, I've explained it in detail in my blog,
But what you said in your blog was that it had an overall tone of defamation. What do you mean by that?
Well, I said a little more than that. That's the first line. But I've also said that he has effectively accused me of lying to gain public office by misrepresenting things, and that is simply defamatory. That is just not true.
Well, what he said was that when you were campaigning, that you didn't raise the issue of Thames Coromandel. Now, you have responded to that and said that you found out about it afterwards. Fair enough. He's put his point of view. You've responded with that. That still doesn't equate to defamation. I mean, the thing is that defamation, flinging around those words, serves to put people off engaging in the debate.
Well, it might put him off engaging in the debate, and in my view that... Sorry, I'm getting away from the microphone. And in my view, that would be no bad thing, because that...
So that, is that your intention when you say...
No. I mean, I think you're being unreasonably belligerent. I mean, that was not... That letter was not debate. And I am... I mean, I admire what George Garner has done with that newspaper. She's worked hard. It's a good paper. And I am disappointed that they published it, and I'm even more disappointed that I was not given right of reply in that issue. I think that would have been fair. Now, they talked about deadlines. My reaction to that is, why not hold off for a week? But that's... if somebody's writing you a letter, it would be nice to have the opportunity to reply to it. And that letter, apart from the fact that he voted for me and he talks about the vote count, there's not a single fact in there. It's a lot of scaremongering. And we'll see in a different authority what is thought of it, and we'll rest with that decision.
Yeah, but it still seems that you could respond to those issues without flinging around words like defamation.
If somebody has defamed me, I will use the word. I will use English words as accurately as I am capable of. And that strikes me as defamatory, because it is false. It presents me in a way which is not consistent with the truth.
Well, what he was doing was presenting his honest held opinion. Now, let's look at the community board, who you've said are acting illegally.
Precisely. Yes.
Now, that, to me, probably strays more into the territory of defamation than what Bill Carrick said.
No,
because you're
is...
accusing the community board of being criminals.
Oh, come on. No.
You said they've acted illegally.
No, there's two sorts of law. Thank you very much. Please don't obscure the issue. This is not criminal law we're talking about. I'm talking about the Local Government Act, and I made that perfectly clear.
But again,
and if you're in breach of the Local Government Act, unless it's a particular thing, which this is not, then it's not a criminal thing. I'm simply saying that in what both community boards have done here, they acted outside what the Act requires, and if you acted outside what the Act requires, then you have acted illegally.
Well, wouldn't it be more accurate to say that they simply disagreed with your opinion?
No. It is more than a disagreement. If you have taken an oath of office to do things in a particular way, according in particular to the Local Government Act 2002, and you fail to do that, then you are in breach of your oath and you are in breach of the requirements of the Act, and you are therefore acting illegally.
Well, I don't see how they have done that. They've considered the issue.
Well, with respect, you haven't looked at the law.
Well, I've looked at this, and they have looked at it. They have made a decision. Their decision is different than yours. That is a different opinion. That's their right. That does not equate acting illegally. These are strong words to throw around.
Well, you are the one who's throwing the strong words around. You are the one who has not done the research. You are the one who has not established the facts. And you are flinging an opinion at me which is not based on the facts. I'm interested in the facts, the facts, the facts, the truth, the truth, the truth.
But saying that they've acted illegally is your opinion.
No, it is not. It is demonstrable and provable. And
in what way?
In what way? Well, there is a list of things that we have to do when any issue comes up. It doesn't matter whether it's the location of a park bench or the biggest issue that's ever come before the community board in 20 years, which council we should be with. We are required to do things in certain ways. It's all laid down in the not dry and dusty law, and it's laid down that way in order to make sure, as far as possible, the decisions we make will be always made according to the facts, according to the truth, and in the best interest of the community.
But this is, by definition, a subjective area. Making a decision about who will provide the best governance is subjective.
But you're missing the point. No, I'm not. Please. You are missing the point.
They have to consider the issues and look at the differences between the forms
that
of governance.
That is the point. They did not look. They have not done the exhaustive research necessary to determine which of the two councils is the best. And now they don't have enough time to do it. It takes a long time to figure that out.
Well, simply they've looked at it and they've come to a different decision.
They have not looked at it. They have not done the research. That is the problem. If you are going to make a decision according to the best of your individual skill and judgment, you have to exercise your skill and judgment and do the research, establish the facts, look at the documentation, do the interviews and all of the research that is necessary in order to establish the facts, and they have not done that. They have not just not exercised the best of their skill and judgment, they have not exercised their skill and judgment at all. They have just said, we dissociate ourselves from that, we're not even going to look at it. And there's a whole heap of other stuff in the Local Government Act that I could go through, but I'm not going to bore everybody, but in which they have not done what they have promised to do, what we all promised to do. Now, what I should say before I go on is I'm talking about this issue and this issue only. In many issues, in fact, in most issues, the community board does brilliantly. It does exactly what it should do, and it's an entity that one can be proud of being part of. But in this issue, it has not done well. In this issue, it has not done what each of us promised to do. It has not done what the law requires. There's a list of stuff that they have to go through, and they haven't gone through it.
Because they've looked at it. They've assessed the community.
No, they have not assessed. If you're going to assess, you have to go through the facts. You have to do the research, and they have not done that.
Well, they haven't done the research in the way that you define it.
They haven't done the research at all, thank you very much. I mean, you are setting up a straw man. You are making a whole lot of assumptions which are simply not true. With the greatest respect to humanity, Chris, you are flinging stuff at me which might sound all very well on air, but it is not consistent with what has actually happened.
It's not all the facts, the facts, the facts, the truth, the truth, the truth here on Waiheke Radio. Sometimes it's just about entertainment. Ben and Ben are two of our youngest presenters, and ironically, they play some of the oldest music, presenting the B-Square Blues Show on Tuesday nights. Here's a taste.
No, it makes a noise and lights up and all that.
Okay. Right, we do have some more stuff on the way for you, such as Earl Hooker, Elmore James, John Mayall, Caius, is that how you say it?
Caius? Are we playing Caius?
I just saw...
Yeah, no, that's for the rock show.
Is it?
That's got Josh Homme in it.
Has it?
Stoner rock. Yeah. Awesome. It's no way. It's,
well, I just saw that.
Yeah. It's a cool album name actually. But
should we slip it in?
We could slip it in.
Mitch Woods and of course the legend himself, Muddy Waters. She's 19 years old. Do you reckon Zeppelin get that off her?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Earl Hooker. It is. What's the time? It's just gone 9:20.
Whoa, 9:20. Time's gone quick.
It has. B Square Blues.
Brought to you by Laser Electrical.
Yep.
Up for renewal.
Up for renewal.
So Laser. We love you very much, and we've appreciated your sponsorship for the last 6 months.
Why, thank you.
And we'd love for you to carry on being our sponsors. So there we go, Ben. There's your mission. So infiltrate the headquarters and to steal
would
the files.
Would you really want to sponsor this show?
Would you?
Let's just be honest here.
Well,
there's potential.
I'd rather sponsor the show. It's more productive sponsoring the show than giving money to homeless people. No, let me rephrase that, because some homeless people actually will do good with that. But it's better to give us money to sponsor the show than give money to a homeless guy that's going to spend it on glue.
True.
Mm.
What type of glue are we talking here? The good stuff or the really cheap stuff?
Well, the one that sniff, I don't know. I don't get sniff glue. You might have a bit of an insight on that.
No, that's fly spray. Yeah, and you were there as well. Okay, so don't bloody change. Don't bloody change the story.
No. Let's just focus on you.
We could tell that. You were bloody there. You remember it in my room when we were 15.
Earl Hooker, ladies and gentlemen.
No, this will be really. This is a really good story.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Why? It's funny. all we'll say is we ran out of something, and to keep going, we thought it would be a good idea to spray.
We're trying to get people to sponsor our show. Oh, continue to sponsor our show.
Don't do fly spray, okay? It's bad. This is Wild Wild Blues. Thank you.
You're listening to Island Life, this week a retrospective look back over Waiheke Radio's first year. Here's another excerpt from Sharon Brown's Vocal Local.
Here's the sea shanty that Alan Knight wrote with the bunch of mates and came down and played on the wharf on September the 1st, which was the first of the Fair Ferry Fair protests.
Foolish fairies, raise the fair away, foolish fairies. Foolish fairies, raise the fair all along the way to Onero.
What's half my pension for a trip to town?
Away, foolish fairies.
My costs are up, so the food is down
all along the way to Onero.
They put the blame on the oil price rise.
Away, foolish fairies.
But did they come back down?
No!
What a surprise.
All along the way to Onero.
I parked my car in the old dirt lot.
Away, foolish fairies.
And a twisted ankle is all I got.
All along the way to Onero.
I rode the bus for to please my bank.
Away, foolish fairies.
But the fare was as much as a petrol tank.
All along the way to Onero.
I took my bicycle clean and green.
Away, foolish fairies.
But an SUV nearly did me in.
All along the way to Onero.
Well, rates are high and the wages low.
Away, foolish fairies.
It's time for us to roll and go.
All along the way to
Over the last 12 months, we've broadcast many live-to-air performances from Waiheke musicians. There's a retrospective of some of the best of those from our Kiwi As New Zealand music show on our website www.waihekeradio.org.nz. And while you're there, you should also check out a podcast of the Best of the Breakfast Show, which is a great listen. One of those live-to-air performances came from Andy Blue. Here's a song from it. It's called Gypsies, Outlaws and Pirates.
Let it be.
Community radio is not all about rock and roll. In December of last year, we recorded the Waiheke Choral Society and Sister Shout performing Handel's Messiah live at St. Peter's Church. From that, here's the Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah.
Over the last hour, I've been playing some of the best of Waiheke Radio's first year. Much of the material that I've played on tonight's show, plus a whole lot more, is available on our website, www.waihekeradio.org.nz. One of the things we're particularly pleased about here at the station is the way that we've been able to involve the community in producing its own radio. We've trained people on how to make podcasts, we've had dozens of people involved in the serialisation of Sonata for Miriam, and now we've launched Neptune Theatre on Air, which involves many, many people coming together to produce homegrown radio dramas. In a moment I'll close the show with a trailer for a forthcoming feature from that group. But first, we want to thank you, the Waiheke community, for your support, for your involvement, and for listening in. And now, here's a taster of our Halloween special. This is our very own production of Dracula.
Flesh of my flesh. Guilt of my guilt. Death of my death. Speak and be manifest in the instant of your master's bearing. Elements of darkness, rain, evil wind, mist, and mold, and tempests.
Strike!
The others couldn't, but somehow I can hear him speaking behind his eyes.
Claw, wing, tooth, scale, tissue of flesh, death of my death, dead and undead. The hand of the living is over your master. Console me, my children. This instant is no longer than a space between two heartbeats. But the night is not here, and I am lonely. Come to your master, my children. Beguile him now in the instant of his peril. Beguile him with the sound of your names. Claw, wing, tooth, scale, tissue of flesh. Claw, wing, tooth, scale, tissue of flesh.
Strike, Harker! Strike!
There is one very dear to me who has not answered. My love, Mina. There is less than a minute between me and the night. You must speak for me. You must speak with my heart.
Give them to me. Jonathan, give them to me. Give me the stick of wood and the hammer.
Harker!
I shall never forget that moment. The look on poor Mina's face as she stood there, the angry scar standing out on her throat, her eyes like living coals in the last red of the sunset. She had torn the stake and the hammer out of my hands with the strength of an animal.
Mina! Do you know what you have done, woman? Do you know what you have done to us? You have released him! The evil is free!
Look, the sun!
As we looked down at Dracula, the eyes saw the sinking sun, and the hate in them turned to triumph.
Flesh of my flesh, come to me, my love. Come into the night and the darkness. You have served me well, my love, my bride, my...
You've been listening to the interviews from last Saturday's Island Life, our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. Island Life is brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, and the interviews are replayed on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. They're also available as a download from our website, www.waihekeradio.org.nz. Island Life is brought to you by Island, the shop with Waiheke's most eclectic collection of local art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac. Island, Ocean View Road, Onirola.